This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And here's our host, Mark Richards.
Hi, Starcaders, and welcome. We're backstage warming up for today's action, and our two players are getting ready to compete on some very exciting video games. So, if you're all set, let's play Starcade! Starcaders at home, let's meet today's two contestants. We have Rhonda Yap and Nolan Apostle, our two contestants, and both of them have been matched up based on their game-playing ability. And let me tell you right now, players, that one of you will have an opportunity at the end of the program today to win your grand prize, your very own video arcade game, and it's the Puyan game right behind us over there. And we'll find out more about the Puyan game later on in the program. But right now, let's find out about our two contestants. And Rhonda, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a junior in high school, and I love to dance, and I'm involved with a lot of sports at school.
You want to make dancing like a career?
Yes, and someday I hope to open my own studio.
I took dancing lessons when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Tap dancing, you know, brush, brush, step, step. Yeah, right. I'm still learning that, too. Nice to have you on the program, and we wish you luck. Let's meet your opponent, and his name is Nolan Apostle. Hello, Nolan.
Hey, great. I'm doing great.
And tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a local rock promoter. I work with a lot of rock musicians. I'm also a photographer, and I've been doing it for about the last 6-7 years.
When you say you're a rock promoter, do you bring in rock and roll groups?
Yeah, I put together large rock concerts, well, anywhere from 200 to 2,000.
Well, nice to have you on our program today. Right. So, Nolan and Rhonda, shake hands, if you will. Take your places at the podium, and let's get ready to play Starcade. And here's Kevin to tell us all about the game.
Game number one, Munchmobile, a zany auto gathering up goodies. Game number two is Buck Rogers, a game of rescue on the planet of Zoom. Game number three today is Tac Scan, a squadron of spaceships roaring through space. Game four, Star Trek, an adventure on the Starship Enterprise. And game number five, Galaga, an encounter in space with aliens.
Thank you, Kevin. And let me tell you, Rhonda and Nolan, that attached to one of those five games today is a valuable prize. If you select that game, that prize is yours.
Today's mystery game is Tac Scan.
So if you're all set, here's our first question. Let's find out who picks the first game. Hands on the buzzers, please. The Nibbler is A, hunger-crazed caterpillar, or B, a cheese-eating pink mouse. Rhonda?
A
hunger-crazed caterpillar is correct, and you have the advantage. Which one of our five games would you like to play?
Tac Scan.
What? Tac? I'll tell you, you're off to a good start. You pick Tac Scan, and you'll get yourself your bonus prize. And let's find out from Kevin what the bonus prize is.
It's these Parker Brothers home video game cartridges. Based on popular arcade games, exciting movie themes, and comic book adventures, the challenge awaits you, furnished by Parker Brothers.
Well, you should be pretty happy. You're off to a good start, Rhonda.
I know.
And you pick Tac Scan, and here's Kevin to tell us all about the Tac Scan game.
You're the fleet commander of the Tac Scan Squadron on a mission in deep space to search out and destroy the evil Galactic Empire. Lead the squadron on dodging and swerving to avoid incoming fire while you score hits with lasers and missiles. You're on an awesome journey, roaring through an unfriendly galaxy on Tac Scan.
Rhonda, as the first game on today's Starcade, you selected Tac Scan. You all set?
Yeah.
We're going to give you 60 seconds on our time clock. Get as many points as you possibly can. Good luck to you. Into playing position. Ready? Begin. Rhonda, you have yourself 16,000 points. How do you feel?
Great.
Well, that's great. I like the score. Why don't you go on back? And Nolan, come on down here. Can you beat it?
Hell of a score.
Well, it's a real good score, 16,000 points. But we're going to give you 60 seconds also on the time clock to play Tax Scan. So
right.
If you're all set, we
I'm
wish
sure
you luck.
I am.
All right. Into playing position. Ready, begin. Tell you what, you got zonked, right?
I sure did.
And you have 10,400 points. You're a little bit behind, but we have another game to be played
right.
In this round of competition, and we'll find out which of our Starcaders gets to pick the next game after these words.
The grand prize on today's Starcade is Puyan, a piggy adventure with attacking wolves and defending moms. Puyan, a cute game for all the pig lovers, furnished by Stern Electronics. And now back to Mark Richer.
Well, Rhonda and Nolan, that's the grand prize. One of you will have an opportunity at the end of the program to win the Puyan game. So right now, let's find out who's leading who. And at the end of one game in this round of competition, Rhonda, you have a total of 16,000 points. Very good. And Nolan, you have a score of 10,400. And Rhonda, you have a good lead of about almost 5,000 points. Nolan, you've got some catching up to do. You can do it right now. We have another game in this round of competition. The high score at the end of this game wins the right to play the first prize round. So if you're all set, hands on your buzzers, here's your next question. In the first level of Pirate Pete, the player A, swims through shark-infested waters, or B, swings from the ship's mast. Nolan.
Swings from the ship's mast.
You got it. He does. Swings from the ship's mast. And I'll tell you right now, Nolan, we have four games remaining on today's program. We have Munchmobile, Buck Rogers, Star Trek, or Galaga. Which one will it be?
Galaga.
Galaga it is, and here's Kevin to tell us all about that game. Right. Kevin?
It's a spacey battle with the Galaga fleet, masters of the universe. And do you stand a chance against their band of bees and bats out to cut your space journey short? Fire on these out-of-this-world insects for points, while avoiding Galaga's tractor beam that pulls you in and forces you to call up more ships. Free the captured ship for double the firepower against this formidable foe. Be cunning and clever, and you can be victorious against Galaga.
Nolan, we're going to play the Galaga game, and we're going to give you 50 seconds on the time clock right now. And I must tell you, and you probably already know, you're trailing.
Yep, right. I know that.
And the high score at the end of this game gets to play our first prize round.
All right, I'm ready.
So we wish you luck. Into playing position, please. 50 seconds on our clock. Ready, begin. Nolan, not bad. 8,110 points. Go on back to the podium. Come on down here, Rhonda. Well, you know, you've got a little bit of a lead, but let's see if you can beat 8,000 points, all right?
Okay.
And we wish you luck. Remember, the first prize round goes to the winner of this game. So if you're all set, turn into position. 50 seconds on our time clock. Rhonda, good luck to you. Ready, begin. 40 points. Let's take a look at your scores between you and Nolan and find out who gets to play our first prize round. How do you feel, Nolan?
Good.
How do you feel, Rhonda?
Great.
All right, we're going to total up the points. And this is for after two games. Whoever has the highest score gets to play our first prize round. So let's take a look. Rhonda, your score so far is 23,440 points. Nolan, you have 18,510. Come on down, Rhonda. Let's play our first prize round. Boy, you're on a hot streak today.
I know.
We're going to show you the playing fields of four video arcade games. You identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes. Kevin?
For three correct answers, Rhonda, it's the Cobra Phone, cordless telephone letting you receive and place calls anywhere, inside or outside your home. Model CP99S features attractive styling and concealed antennas. Enjoy cordless phoning with a Cobra Phone. And for four correct answers, it's the Redline PL20 Carrera, the state-of-the-art in bicycle motocross. P for pro performance, L for lightning fast, the Redline PL Carrera, the best in bicycle motocross.
Rhonda, great prizes. They could be yours. Good luck to you. Turn around and let's take a look at the four playing fields. First of all, Rhonda, tell us, is this Moon Patrol or Moon Buggy?
Moon Patrol.
Yes. Number two, is this Space Dungeon or Space Hunt?
Space Hunt.
No, I'm sorry. That is Space Dungeon. Let's continue. Number three, is this Constructoprint or Blueprint?
Blueprint.
Yes. And finally, is this Defender or Stargate?
Stargate.
You got him. You got three out of four. All right. How do you feel?
Awesome.
Good. There's lots more excitement and more games to be played on Starcade with Rhonda and Nolan following these words. Welcome back to Starcade with Rhonda and Nolan. And I'd like to tell you right now that many of the video arcade games you see on our show are seen for the first time anywhere right here on Starcade. So let's get ready to play our next round on the program. And let me tell you right now, Rhonda and Nolan, this is the big challenge. Why? Well, I'll tell you. Only 40 seconds on our time clock, one game to be played, the high score gets to go for the super prize round, and one of you will play for the grand prize, your very own Puyan video game. So if you're all set, here's a very important question. Right. Hands on the buzzers, please. Here's your question. When the mother kangaroo rescues her baby in Kangaroo, the game of Kangaroo, the song Oh Susanna plays, and what word flashes on the screen? Is it A, the word mom, or B, the word love? Nolan?
B, the word love.
No, it's mom, and Rhonda, you get to pick the next game. Rhonda, let me tell you, there are three games remaining. We have Munchmobile, Buck Rogers, or Star Trek. Which one will it be?
Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers it is, and Kevin, please tell us all about Buck Rogers.
It's the 25th century, and your mission as Buck Rogers is to liberate the planet of Zoom from the evil source ship. Race through heavily armed channels, through formidable smasher tunnels, and around the towering spires of a cosmic city, avoiding alien ships and heavy ground forces to reach the enemy source ship. You're the superhero of all time on a mission to rescue a planet. You're Buck Rogers.
Rhonda, you played the first prize round, and you can play the super prize round if you get more points on the Buck Rogers game in 40 seconds than our friend over there, Nolan. Is that a deal?
Got it.
All right, we wish you luck. 40 seconds on the time clock. If you're all set, ready, begin.
Thank you.
Rhonda, 3,790 points. How do you feel?
Good.
I like the score. Let's see how well our friend Nolan can do. Come on down here, Nolan. This is an important round. Super prize round coming up. All you have to do is beat 3,760 points within 40 seconds, and you get to play for the prizes.
All right, I'm ready.
We wish you luck. Turn around, please. Get yourself into position. Ready and begin. Let's go on back to the podiums and total up the scores and see which one of you two players get to play the super prize round on today's game of Starcade. How do you feel?
Feel good.
How do you feel, Rhonda?
Great.
Well, let's see who gets to go for the prize round right now. Rhonda, your score is 3,790 points. Nolan, you've scored 4,431.
Right.
It's your turn. Come on down, Nolan. Everybody gets a chance to win prizes on the program today. We're going to show you the playing fields of four video games. You identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes. Kevin?
For three correct answers, Nolan, it's the Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides eight levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sisey's. And for four correct answers, it's the Texas Instruments home computer and monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and monitor from Texas Instruments.
You are excited?
I sure am.
Well, let's see if you can win some prizes right now. You all set?
I sure am.
Let's turn around and take a look at the first playing field. Nolan, is this Fantasy or Jungle Hunt?
Jungle Hunt.
No, I'm sorry. That is the Fantasy game. Number two. Is this Rainbow Core or Tron?
Tron.
Yes. Number three, Explorer or Deadly Zoom?
Explorer.
Yes. And number four, is this Dungeons & Dragons or Tutankham?
Dungeons & Dragons?
No, it's Tutankham. Tutankham it is. It's not Dungeons & Dragons. You might have thought so, but we've got a great consolation gift for you anyway.
All right. Yeah.
And we're going to be back with Nolan and Rhonda to see who gets to play for the grand prize, their very own video arcade game, right after these words. Welcome back to Starcade. The big moment right now to total up the points to see which one of our two contestants gets to play for the bonus prize, and that is your very own Puyan video game. Rhonda, at the end of three games on today's program, your total score is 27,230 points. Nolan, your total score is 22,941. Rhonda, you are the winner. Nolan, I want to thank you very much for being with us on the show. We hope you had some fun. We've got some gifts for you. And Rhonda, your big moment right now. We've got two games remaining on the program, Munchmobile and Star Trek. Whichever one you pick, it's up to you. But if you pick Munchmobile, you must score in 30 seconds at least 800 points. If you pick Star Trek, you must score more than 2,847 points. Now, those are the average scores based on 20 people playing those two games for a 30-second time period. So which one will it be?
Munchmobile.
Munchmobile it is, and here's Kevin to tell us about Munchmobile.
You're cruising along the highway, grabbing up passing edibles like fruit and fish and an occasional dollar, and being a good guy at the same time by cleaning up the landscape, grabbing up trash and depositing it in nearby trash cans. Run fast and hard as you eat up fuel on your way home to the safety of your very own garage with a car full of goodies. It's Munchmobile.
Rhonda, 30 seconds on the clock. Can you beat more than 800 points?
I can try.
Look me in the eye. Tell me you're going to do it.
I'll do it.
We want you to win the Puyan game. So if you're all set, 30 seconds on the clock. Into position, please. Lots of luck to you. Ready, begin. not even close. You gave it a good shot, though.
Yeah.
Well, you've won some great gifts anyway in the program. You had a good time with us.
Yeah.
Who's in the audience with you today?
Well, family.
Well, come on up here, folks, and come on down here, Nolan. I want to thank all of you for being with us today. And you folks at home, we'll hope to see you again next time on Starcade. Until then, this is Mark Richards saying bye-bye.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. Hairstyling by Shea Peter.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. This has been a JM production.